Welcome to Healing From Within with your host, Cheryl Glick, and co-host, Tim Fisher. Our program is designed to encourage self-investigation and self-mastery of emotions, thought processes of the mind, and how they inform the physical body. It's time to align your inner essence with your daily physical life for the purpose of promoting positive experiences. Now, here are your hosts, Cheryl Glick and Tim Fisher.
Good morning and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, and here with me today are co-host Tim Fisher and special guest Dr. Noreen Lalani. Dr. Lalani is a doctor of naturopathic medicine and a licensed acupuncturist. Dr. Lalani consults with patients in Manhattan and Queens and is completely dedicated to helping her patients achieve optimum wellness and health by using the latest achievements in natural and botanical medicine. Good morning, Dr. Lalani, and good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cheryl, and welcome, Dr. Lalani.
Thank you.
Good morning, and happy birthday to my daughter, Stacy Glick, who is listening to our show today.
Happy birthday, Stacy.
Thank you, Tim. I remember when I first met Dr. Noreen Lalani. She came to participate as a provider at Dr. DeSano's practice at the Chiropractic and Vitality Center, where I practiced Reiki and reflexology. I believe Dr. DeSano's vision was to have a team of professionals with similar intentions for specifically approaching each new patient and to provide each person the opportunity for more self-awareness for handling their own health and life issues. Upon first meeting you, Noreen, I remember offering you a Reiki session so you might observe this form of energy healing, which is designed, as are all other forms of energy healing, to remove blockages and restore the body to homeostasis. I don't remember asking if you had ever received a Reiki session. Had you ever received a Reiki session before?
Cheryl, actually, I had received a Reiki session before, and that's why I was so happy, to be in a clinic that also had Reiki practitioner. When you've experienced something yourself, then you're more apt to being able to talk about it and to share it and recommend to my patients, so they can have this integrative healing experience. My first Reiki experience actually was I was in Canada, where I'm from, Vancouver, and I have this phobia of big dogs, and nobody in my office really knew that. And one day I came out of my treatment room, and the owner of the clinic had brought her dog there, and I didn't know that the dog was there. And I was going to the common room, and all of a sudden this dog came running towards me. And just that experience of a dog coming and running towards me, I was just shaken up. Like, I was just like, oh, my God, you know. And thank God that there was a Reiki practitioner in the office at the time who saw that I was, you know, very distraught. And she was like, you know what, come in, come sit down on my table. Let me do some Reiki on you. And I'm telling you, Cheryl, instantly I was, you know, calm on that table.
You were
table.
Brought down to a level of calmness, and
I was,
fear, and
I
the
was.
Fear and anxiety subsided quite dramatically and quite quickly, right?
Yeah, and it was just, I remember screaming when I saw this dog, just because the dog just, like, ran towards me, you know, so it was, and it was a shock to me, because I didn't know the dog was there. If I had I known, I would be prepared.
Yes, my two little granddaughters are also terrified. This is something, for some reason, some people have a remembrance of a fear, perhaps from here or from another time and place before this life. One doesn't know where some of these phobias come from. But getting on to, can you describe what you remember from the session and the reading? Because I work with also an intuitive reading. Not all Reiki practitioners do that. Do you remember what happened when we had our first session together?
I remember very well. I remember I had my first child, and it was like already, you know, 2.5 years. And I remember thinking, am I going to have another child? My husband and I had been trying.
That's exactly what you said to me.
Yeah. And I remember you did a reading, and you told me that you saw me in a grocery store with two little girls inside a shopping cart, like sitting inside the shopping cart. And I was like, And Cheryl, I'm happy to report that, like, 9 months later, I had another girl. So you were absolutely on the ball at that point there.
All right. I think I remember that you did have some concern. I don't know if you were worried that you would have some difficulty getting pregnant or the timing was important to you to have that child at a certain time. But I remember saying to you, don't worry. I feel that you're very healthy and you're very relaxed and everything is going to be all right. So I remember I asked you some weeks later and you to help me because you performed acupuncture on me because my lower back and right hip was hurting. And as I lay on the table with the small needles that were placed in my hips and in my lower back, I actually felt the energy flowing from my hips through the legs. And it was much the same way that energy flowed when I was receiving a Reiki session. So when the energy stopped moving down my legs, I knew the treatment was finished, and I called for you to come in. I don't know if all your patients are as intuitive or aware and can feel what I felt then, but I believe that acupuncture with the chiropractic and the Reiki really helped me to heal much, much faster. And my own sensitivities as an empathic healer lead me to know personally that this combination of healing techniques work so well together and help the patient to make better choices for their health care and for faster healing in any situation. And I like to think that we can all work together and direct people to each other so that they can take advantage of all these different techniques for them.
Of course.
Noreen, as a naturopathic physician, it is my understanding that you attempt to find the underlying cause of the patient's condition rather than simply focusing on symptomatic treatment. Can you describe what a naturopathic doctor does and what is naturopathic medicine?
Well, naturopathic doctors basically combine the wisdom of nature with modern science. We focus on prevention, comprehensive diagnosis and treatment. We use protocols that minimize the risk of harm and facilitate the body to basically restore and maintain optimal health. We identify and remove barriers to good health by creating the right environment or giving the body tools it needs so that it can function properly. We correct the physiology basically to correct the pathology. And naturopathic medicine is just that. We don't suppress symptoms, but we find the root cause of the illness. Something inside the body is happening to make, you know, that person feel that way. And in naturopathic medicine, we try to find that root cause and then treat that. And each person is viewed as an individual. So no two treatment plans are the same. It's very individualized. It's very tailored to that person who's, you know, in front of me, basically. Kind of like you know, when you do a reading, it's tailored to that individual. It's what you perceive and what, you know, you feel with that person. And that's kind of how naturopathic medicine is as well.
I was just thinking that as you were saying that, it is true that every situation and every person's perception is so different that we can't generally address a person's problem with a technique that might work for one but might not be right for another.
And in naturopathic medicine, we have a lot of different tools that you know, we can help. Like one person might have, you know, headaches, and I might use herbal medicine to help them. I might use acupuncture on another patient. So for naturopathic medicine, we have a lot of different tools, a lot of different modalities that we use to help the person.
Well, I think this next question then is addressing this, what you're talking about right now. Is it partially the philosophy of naturopathic medicine to cooperate with other branches of medical science for diagnoses and for treatment when appropriate?
Of course, it's a very complementary form of medicine. and we would be happy to collaborate with other health professionals to find the best treatment approach for the patient. And that's why, you know, being in a wellness clinic such as Dr. DeSano's is a good thing for me, because many times I will go up to Dr. DeSano and say, Dr. DeSano, you know, this patient has this, you know, what would you think, you know? And we go back and forth, we collaborate, and that's really important.
Yes, and I do the same thing with you and with Dr. DeSano. And, you know, I want to tell you a little story since we're talking about that, how well the disciplines work together. I remember I was in a car accident at about the time, a couple of years ago, when my granddaughter Samantha was having her first birthday party. And I couldn't walk. I was bent over like a pretzel. And I had chiropractic, and I was so concerned I wouldn't be in good shape for the weekend because I had 40 people coming to my house. So at that time, I worked in another practice, and Cleve, the acupuncturist, said to me, come in, and I will try to help you. And that was my first acupuncture situation, you know, session, actually. And between that, the chiropractic, and Reiki, which I was constantly doing on myself, I was fine by the weekend. And I sincerely believe that one of the modalities by themselves was not enough. I actually needed the combination to heal faster. So that's what we're talking about here, helping each other know and direct people to all the treatments. They're all necessary, and they're all necessary in combination.
Noreen, would you tell us about your training in both naturopathic medicine and also as an acupuncturist, how you combine those for optimum results?
Sure. I went to the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine. At the time when I graduated, that was the only accredited naturopathic college in Canada. Now there's two. But at that time, there was only that one. So I went there. It was after having 4 years of undergrad at a university. And the training was another 4 years at the Naturopathic Medical College in Toronto. And then I came, I practiced for a few years in Vancouver, Canada. And then I came to New York. And it was in New York that I attended the Tri-State College of Acupuncture in Manhattan. And then I became a licensed acupuncturist. And oftentimes I will combine both for results, because I find that, naturopathic medicine basically is an umbrella term that encompasses all different modalities, and acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine is just one of the umbrellas. So I could be, you know, in my naturopathic scope of practice, I could use acupuncture in other states, but in New York, I had to go back and actually get a license in acupuncture, and that's what I did. So I often will use acupuncture in my treatments.
Okay. You know, Noreen,
we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Healing from within.
Now, back to Healing from Within.
You're listening to Healing from Within with our host, Cheryl Glick, the author of Life is No Coincidence. And today our special guest is Dr. Noreen Lalani, a doctor of naturopathic medicine, a licensed acupuncturist who practices in Manhattan and Queens, New York. Check out her website at www.drnoreen.com. That's drnoreen.com. And welcome back.
Thank you.
Cheryl?
Yes. Dr. Lalani, as a holistic doctor, treating the whole person and using holistic new traditions and traditional medicine and herbal medicine to stimulate the body's ability to heal itself, what can you simply suggest for the most common ailments?
Cheryl, the number one thing I would say is treat the liver. The liver is where everything goes to get detoxified and processed. So many of our health issues arise because the liver is overloaded with toxins and the liver portal system is backed up. I just heard in a seminar I took recently where they, you know, there's an analogy that says that, you know, the liver is basically the liver, the lungs, the kidneys, those are all our primary routes of elimination. And we really need them to be working correctly. It's like having a car with dirty oil. If you keep driving it like that, eventually it's going to damage the engine, right? So that's what's happening in our body. So treating the liver is very, very important. Things like headaches, allergies, sinus infections, even premenstrual symptoms, they get better once the liver is addressed and the function is restored.
What are some of your suggestions to help keep the liver functioning and as a vital organ and as a very important organ in the body? What do you suggest as dietary supplements or nutritional supplements or lifestyle changes? What are some of your suggestions for that?
All of those, Cheryl. Of course, diet is one of the number one modalities that we use. I believe we need to get as many of our nutrients from fresh whole foods as possible. I see so many people get better when their food sensitivities are addressed. A lot of people have, you know, chronic yeast issues when they're addressed. And for the liver, there's so many things that we can do just to help to detox the liver. There's a lot of nutrients we use. I use some homeopathic medicines that are very effective to kind of drain the liver, to do detox. There are high-dose vitamin minerals, nutritional supplements. It just depends on the vitality of the person on which way I'm going to go. Am I going to use homeopathic medicine? Am I going to use high-dose vitamin minerals? Am I going to use herbal medicines? Am I just going to use diet? It really, really depends on the person what I'm going to do. But liver, definitely address the liver.
And what about a patient who is going to a traditional medical doctor and has this concern about a liver wellness? What might they ask the doctor to suggest for them?
When they go to the medical doctor?
Yeah, a regular internist or family practitioner.
You know, medical doctors, they're not very good. They don't really know a lot about diet, lifestyle, all of that. The traditional medical doctor will just be like exercise. They don't really know a lot about nutritional supplements.
Well,
a lot of doctors
medicine.
Now are starting to take more courses on complementary medicine. So, you know, more and more know about milk thistle is very good at regenerating the liver, dandelion. But, you know, they don't really have the training that naturopaths do to be able to give these types of supplements.
So it seems to me that a naturopath doctor is a must in the chain of helpers to keep us well.
Definitely. There's a place for us all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course, you need a medical doctor to help diagnose certain things. But then sometimes the doctors give them medicines that have a lot of side effects. And that's when people come and say, you know, I've been trying this to reduce my cholesterol, but now I'm having muscle aches. So, you know, what can you suggest? And you know, we work together.
Noreen, talking about food, there's a growing concern about the industrialization of the food supply in the United States and around the world. Do you feel that agribusiness food products are contributing to the rise of chronic diseases in our society today?
Of course, Tim. Processed foods increase the risk of chronic disease. Refined carbohydrates raise glucose and insulin levels, which make the body store fat and increase the production of free radicals and inflammatory mediators that initiate blood vessel injury, all of which increase this risk of chronic illness. We see a lot of obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, cancers, you know, just to name a few, you know, so a lot of things are happening.
And this is due to the rise, these chronic disease, the rise is due to the food, the source of the food. And the production of the food.
Even soils, you know, even soil now, you know, before the soils used to be so rich in minerals, but now it isn't. So, you know, you're missing some of your essential minerals, like zinc.
All right. Well, I think there are many political groups and natural groups working to correct these problems, which are necessary to do for the health of our children and the next generations. Do you agree?
Yes, of course, and that's great. And, you know, you see this whole green movement now, which is great.
Good. Okay. Noreen, I know natural medicine combines centuries of old natural, non-toxic therapies and merges with the current advancements in the study of health and human systems, just like we've been discussing here. Therefore, it seems an integrative approach to dealing with wellness for our patients. Where did it first originate, and how has it grown since the inception of this way of thinking? In other words,
let me just, you know, tell you some history. Yeah, let me tell you some history. Naturopathic medicine grew out of an alternative healing system way back in the 18th and 19th century. A man named Dr. Benedict Lust was the founder of naturopathy, and he brought it to America. And in the early 1900s, there were very formative years for naturopathic medicine in America. But from around, you know, 1938 to about 1970 or so, there was a growing political and social dominance of allopathic medicine. And in around the late 1960s, you saw this new emergence of alternative medicine again. And now everybody wants to, like I said, be green, be very natural. Everybody wants to use alternative medicine. Nobody wants to turn to drugs or surgery if they really, really don't have to. The number of schools that train NDs has grown. There are now 7 accredited schools in North America. The closest one to New York is actually University of Bridgeport in Connecticut. And like I already mentioned, in Canada there was only 1 school, and now there's 2. So, you know, there's a lot of growth in this field.
You know, it's interesting that Reiki originally came to this country also around the 1900s. It's an ancient technique, over 3,000 years old, but it did have a resurgence and come into the country actually around the same time, because everyone is interested in healing in the most natural way and less invasive way, and less surgery, less drugs, and or medicines, we call them. And it's happening, it seems to be happening more and more. People are more and more aware of what their own body needs to self-heal. Going on, is naturopathic medicine used in prenatal care and also for geriatric patient care? In other words, does it cover the whole scope from beginning to end?
Of course, Cheryl, very much so. Nausea in pregnancy is one of the most popular reasons why a pregnant mom would want to come in. You know, the techniques that we use to help that, you know, it's very debilitating. This, you know, some women even get it throughout their whole pregnancy. So this morning sickness, we help with that a lot. It's much safer to do natural things for the fetus than to use, you know, traditional drugs. A lot of these drugs, they've never really been tested on pregnant women. So, you know, it's better to do natural things. As for geriatric patients, you know, the fatigue, the memory issues, their aches and pains, they can be addressed very well, very well. I see people, you know, from prenatal women. I see their children. I see, you know, the whole broad spectrum. I also have some geriatric patients. So it's for everybody.
Talking about, for a minute, you were talking about nausea during pregnancy. I remember when I was pregnant with both my children, I threw up for 8 months. They told me it was very rare that somebody have, you know, that long a term of being uncomfortable. They did give me some medicine. My regular doctor, it was not a naturopath doctor. We weren't so aware, you know, 30 years ago about that. And I did struggle and suffer, so I wish I would have known you then. It would have made my life much easier.
Well, now you can recommend me to other people.
Now we can recommend this so other people don't have to suffer the way I did.
Of course.
Noreen, can you give us some examples of types of illnesses that you would see in your general patient population and how you approach those and the resulting outcomes that you seek?
Sure. Chronic headaches. I see a lot of people who come in with chronic headaches, and they're usually a symptom of something. You know, we investigate. I find out about the person's food sensitivities. We do liver detox, stress management. I'll do some acupuncture if it's related to tight muscles or, you know, some other diagnosis that we'll probably be talking about later, but, you know, some liver qi stagnation or liver yang rising. Those are just some of the things. I do a lot of digestive issues. A lot of people have, you know, chronic gas, bloating, gastrointestinal pain.
What would that come
pain.
From, Noreen? What would come from bloating and yeah. all these digestive...
A lot of times, Cheryl, I kid you not, I just give good bacteria to the patient, and they feel so much better. It's like putting in that good bacteria back into their system.
Okay. Oh, probiotics.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Healing From Within.
Now, back to Healing From Within.
And we're back with our host, Cheryl Glick. Go to her website at cherylglick.com, cherylglick.com, intuitive healer, medium, and Reiki healer. And our guest today is Dr. Noreen Lalani, a doctor of naturopathic medicine and a licensed acupuncturist. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi, Noreen. Welcome.
Hi.
Noreen, you know, I don't know if you're aware of the Reiki philosophy and the Reiki principles that I have trained for, but there are five principles to guide one through life with a style that encourages a healthy mind and body. And those principles are to just for today be slow to worry, just for today be slow to anger, honor parents, teachers, and elders, and be kind to yourself and others, and do your work joyously and honestly. So I also know that there are six principles to celebrate the healing power of nature and naturopathic doctors describe these fundamental six principles. Could you tell us something about them and how they can help people?
Sure, Cheryl. Well, the number one principle is trust the body's inherent wisdom to heal itself. We need to remove barriers so that we can have this self-healing. So, the body does have this innate ability. It does know how. If it has the proper tools, it does know how it can heal itself. The two principle is identify and treat the causes. Look beyond the symptoms to the underlying cause. We need to find out the root cause. We need to help the root cause or the symptoms will return. The third principle is first do no harm. And basically, this is utilizing the most least invasive and least toxic therapies. And number four is doctor as teacher. We educate patients in the steps to achieving and maintaining health. We basically teach them to nurture themselves. Treat the whole person is the fifth principle. This is viewing the body as an integrated whole in all of its physical and spiritual dimensions. And we tailor our treatment according to the individual. And the last, and I think most important, is prevention. And this is basically focusing on overall health, wellness, and disease prevention. As they say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Don't you agree, Cheryl?
Yes, I do. So, we're all born into families, and we all have relationship issues, and we all have issues that we carry from our childhood into adulthood. And as we learn to accept these emotions, understand them, work with them, let them go, and be calmer, we're wiser. And we can allow those six principles that you just said to work. And we can be healthier, we can have more joy in life, and have a more positive viewpoint or perspective on ourselves and others. But it means to work with the underlying causes of all problems, which are generally emotional thoughts. Mm-hmm. And that have to be corrected or changed. And we're both doing the same thing with our clients and patients, helping them to see things in the best way, in the best light, in the most positive light, so that they
can
be healthier. Right?
That's right.
Noreen, are naturopathic physicians primary care providers, and what is the scope of treatments offered? I think you've touched on this a little bit, but people get concerned about certain terms that they're not so sure of. And primary care provider is one of them.
Well, in states that have a good licensure, like they have good licensing laws, they have a really broad scope of practice. They can prescribe medicines. They can do some minor surgery. They can do some diagnostic imaging, physical medicine, botanical medicine, nutrition, any of that. In New York, however, we are not licensed yet. The bill's kind of gone to the Senate, and we're kind of waiting for it to get passed. It's been a few years now, and it's not. So in New York and in many states that are unlicensed, we are not primary health care providers. We work more like consultants, and we do more nutritional and more recommendations rather than actually say that we diagnose and treat.
Oh, I understand that you just very clearly explained that to me. I didn't understand that before. Thank you very much. So they can write prescriptions in certain places.
Basically, there are 15 states and the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and Virgin Islands that have licensing laws. And I believe in about 8 of them they can write some form of prescriptions. It just depends on the state. I know Washington State and Oregon, as well as Arizona, have wide formularies. So those are really good places to practice.
I understand. Noreen, naturopathic medicine and complementary and alternative medicine, also known as CAM, C-A-M, have been experienced by over 80 million Americans each year. Did you know that? That's a lot of people. And 68% of adults have used at least one kind of alternative or complementary therapy. So we know that the heightened awareness of people are demanding a combination of alternative methods of dealing with illness and wellness, preventative and situations, and preventing them before they happen.
Yep.
And Noreen, we're all aware there's an overwhelming increase in the types of cancer and the numbers of people who are contracting this disease. Can you describe the use of alternative practices in treating cancers?
Sure, Tim. We can help tremendously with the side effects of some of the chemo and radiation, some of the drugs, the loss of appetite, the fatigue, the muscle wasting. Nausea is a big one that we help with. And also just to prevent cancer in the first place. There's so many nutrients that we can, that we can take to kind of decrease our chances of even getting these cancers with, now with genetic testing being done and even with just family history, we can now know our susceptibility and then, decrease the risk factors for getting cancer in the first place.
What are some of the supplements that are good to take that would help prevent cancer?
There's a lot of antioxidants, Cheryl, that are emerging in the market that we hear a lot about. We hear a lot about nowadays about resveratrol, CoQ10. A lot of things that help to prevent the anti-aging, to help prevent the damages from free radicals that we contact every day.
And would it be a good idea to take that on a regular basis?
It would be. CoQ10 is a very, very important one for energy. It's very anti-cancer. Green tea, you hear a lot about the ECGC green tea. 10 cups of green tea a day has a lot of anti-cancer properties.
Are there some green teas that might be better than others?
Well, I prefer the green tea that is free of vitamin K and is decaffeinated. So you have to look for good quality green tea supplements. Sometimes you have to take the capsules because no one wants to drink 10 cups of green tea.
There
are some concentrated supplements.
Tea.
Yeah.
So you can take it in capsule too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Okay. Noreen, I remember when I first asked you to participate in this radio show, you were very enthusiastic and expressed an interest in discussing women's issues. What are the most serious issues faced today by women?
There's so many issues faced today by women, Cheryl. I cannot tell you. Diet, eating too many simple carbohydrates, their lifestyle. Not enough women take time to enjoy the things that they do. They don't exercise. And the current healthcare system isn't really focused on diet or lifestyle or stress management or disease prevention, which, you know, could significantly improve their lives. A lot of women have a lot of infertility issues, a lot of estrogen dominance issues. You know, so there's many, many, many things that I see women for.
Well, I think women today are doing it all. They're having families and nurturing families. They're starting later to do that, and they're working full-time jobs. So they don't have as much time or energy to take care of themselves as nurturers and taking care of others.
That's true. I can attest to that. I can attest to that with my two kids. They keep me busy.
That was actually a question for you. As a young mother with two toddlers, how do you handle your professional life and your family and your health,
well,
taking care of yourself? So how would you suggest to young mothers what they need to do that you're doing?
Well, you know, just little things. Like, for instance, you know, every morning I will, you know, take my cup of green tea and I will, you know, open up the paper or do something, and that's kind of like my time to just relax. At the end of the day when the kids are all asleep, you know, I'll do something that's just my time. My family, my husband, everybody's really supportive, so that's really good. I have a good network of friends. I don't have a lot of family in New York, so that's a little difficult, you know, just to kind of say, here's the kids, I'm dropping them off, you know, I'm going to watch a movie. But I have a lot of friends that are like, you know, they'll take the kids. Just my oldest daughter, she just turned 5 Christmas Eve, and one of my friends, her and her husband, took her to see Tangled. She's like, let me take her, you know, off your hands, and let me go, and, you know, we'll take her to see Tangled. So that's nice, you know, there's some support, so that's good.
Well, that's, I think you just hit on a very important aspect of stress, de-stressing family life for young mothers, which is to have supportive
yeah.
health in friends or family, right,
mm-hmm.
to take a little bit of those stressful situations off so you can have a little bit more time.
And we're taking a break. We'll be right back with Healing from Within. And we're back with our host, Cheryl Glick, author of the forthcoming Whispers from Spirit. And our special guest today is Dr. Noreen Lalani, a doctor of naturopathic medicine, a licensed acupuncturist. And visit her website at drnoreen.com. That's drnoreen.com. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Noreen, I'm glad we have time for this question. Can you describe some complementary alternative medicine supplements, or just supplements, that you use most effectively in the treatment of health problems that were in the past or are still being treated with drugs or medicine?
Well, one thing that comes to mind is GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. A lot of people have it, and the medical treatment is Nexium, which turns off the acid pumps in the stomach's acid-producing cells. And what we do is we basically heal the esophageal lining and deal, you know, with why the one-way valve, that's usually a one-way valve from the esophagus to the stomach, why is it going the other way? Why are people getting this reflux? Is it because there's too much H. pylori bacteria affecting that pump? What is the cause? And I use basically a formula that has deglycerated licorice, has marshmallow root, has slippery up, has these mucilaginous herbs that basically heal the esophageal lining. So, you know, that's one example how, you know, we do have alternatives to some of the common drugs that people are taking for different things.
That's very interesting, because I have that situation, and I have not yet done what you just said, so I guess it's time to try that.
Yes.
Because there are side effects of certain drugs that come to mind, like, for example, a drug like Nexium. What are some of the side effects?
I mean, I'm not exactly sure what some of the particular side effects of Nexium are. I know that a lot of people will come to me and say, I just don't want to take it anymore. I've been taking it for years, and I still have the problem. It's better, but I still have the problem. And that's where I come in to try to find out, well, why you know, why do you need to turn off the acid pumps? You know, there's a reason why the stomachs have cells that produce acid to digest some of the foods that you're eating. So, we try to find out the cause of what's going on and then try to heal it. Certain side effects of certain drugs that come to mind, like statin drugs. Statin drugs shut off the enzymatic function in the liver to convert to cholesterol. But they also convert, they also stop the enzymes at the neuromuscular junction. And so a lot of people will come in because they have the side effect from taking their statin drugs for their cholesterol and because they have muscle pain. They have a lot of muscle pain, they have a lot of muscle weakness, and they can't function. So, you know, there are alternative things that we can do to help them. Another one for kids that I see a lot is Ritalin, which is used for ADHD in kids. Even the warning labels now on the bottle will say that it increases suicide risk. I mean, I wouldn't want to give my kids that, you know?
No, I agree. Too many uses of those drugs. There have to be other ways. Yeah.
So, Noreen,
okay, let's talk. Go on, Tim.
How is the training of a naturopathic physician different from the training of an allopathic doctor? Are they...
Well, Tim, the four-year curriculum at the schools are similar in many ways. We start off with a wide range of courses in the basic sciences, normal physiology, biochemistry, anatomy, and we end with clinical rotations. It's in the last 2 years that we get more into our herbs and homeopathy and alternative treatment modalities. So it's quite the scientific training, all the labs are very, very similar.
Noreen, for a minute, can we get back to acupuncture, the word qi, energy, and can you tell us something about the energetic structure of the body and the meridians? Some of our listeners may not know about, the approach that acupuncture does on the body. And can you give a description or a new perception of how energy flows through the body?
Sure, Cheryl. Acupuncture is based on the belief that there's this kind of energy called qi flowing through the body. Their acupuncture points are located on the paths or meridians where this qi flows. I often say that I compare like Chinese medicine, the body's, it's kind of like a river, the body's inner workings of a river.
We are born with 98% water.
Yeah, and when there's a problem in the body, the qi or flow of energy is partially blocked, like debris blocking a river's flow. And then what happens is metabolic waste and energy back up at the site of the injury. And where there's inflamed tissue, the body's normal flow of oxygen and blood is interfered with. And what acupuncture does is it attempts to remove this energetic blockage. So that's how we think about qi. In Chinese medicine, we always say that there's a balance of yin and yang also. And acupuncture tries to restore that as well.
And in Reiki, it's the same thing. It's universal energy force that we're working in helping the flow to be better and to clear blockages. Can you give a few examples of patients and how they were improved through acupuncture? What they came in, what symptoms they showed, and how quickly or if it took time for them to heal?
Sure. Just yesterday, a patient came in. She had like diarrhea. She had fatigue. She had abdominal bloating. She had loss of appetite. In Chinese medicine, we diagnose this as spleen qi deficiency. And she called me last night, actually. And she called me to say that her loose stools were almost normal. She slept really well. That's one of the things is that we get a lot of relaxation with the acupuncture. People feel really relaxed. So definitely we help with all sorts of different things. In China, they use acupuncture for everything, for hypertension, for anything. They help it for cardiovascular.
Well, I guess by helping the body to relax, the body can use their innate wisdom to heal itself, and that's what, in living in a stressful world, it is very necessary to use all techniques and thought processes to help people relax and lower their stress level.
I see anxiety, especially, in Manhattan, I see anxiety as a very, very big issue. You know, the medical model is to give them anti-anxiety meds or antidepressants. I've helped several people with acupuncture, getting them calmer, you know, helping this, their heart palpitations go away. So many people have so many of these hearts. They're so anxious. Mm. And, you know, just to help them relax and just help them sleep, because really, if people sleep better, they just feel better overall.
You know, Noreen, you and I have a client in common. Actually, I've taught her Reiki 1 and 2 so she can continue to help herself and others. And she had digestive issues. She told me that she had gone to you and you did blood tests and determined the source of her digestive distress was allergy-related. And she's free of that now. She's following and using the supplements you gave her. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I know clearly.
Wonderful
yeah.
woman and very healthy and very beautiful and vital. So would you tell us something about the blood testing that's done for this allergy?
Sure. Basically, I do a lot of, I work with a lab called Alcat Labs, and basically I do a lot of food sensitivity testing. I really, really find that people have these kind of vague symptoms. It could just be gas, bloating, brain fog. They don't have mental clarity. They have wandering aches, joint pains. And some of these symptoms, they just, you know, it's very inflammatory. And just finding out people's food sensitivities and having them avoid it makes such a big difference, And then we help to heal the gut.
And thank you, Dr. Noreen Lalani and our host, Cheryl Glick. That concludes our show for today. Join us next week with near-death experience expert, Dr. Raymond Moody, the foremost authority in the field and author of 11 books. Until then, have a very happy new year from all of us here at Healing From Within.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.